Good evening. I'm Ron Esposito, and this evening we'll be in conversation with filmmaker Steve Gephardt, and we'll be talking about his new film, Citizen Abel. But before that, let's tell you a little bit about Steve. He is a Cincinnati native, coming from a family of artists, and has spent a lot of his early career in New York City and Los Angeles. His body of film work includes documentaries on the great bluegrass musician Bill Monroe, as well as the poet and social activist John Sinclair. Worked with the composer Carla Bley on her great jazz opera, Escalator Over the Hill. Steve was also the personal filmmaker in New York City for John Lennon and Yoko Ono. Steve made the film Ladies and Gentlemen, The Rolling Stones, and worked with a documentary production on Zaha Hadid, the architect for the Contemporary Arts Center here in Cincinnati. And another film by Steve on the great high school football team, the Hudson Tigers. Steve was influenced by Harry Smith and Jonas Mekas, two influential filmmakers in New York City in the late 60s, early 70s. And also, Steve is in the next wave of filmmakers that came out of people like Shirley Clarke, D.A. Pennebaker, the Maisels, and Stan Brakhage. This evening, we're going to talk with Steve about his latest work, Citizen Abel, a film around Marcello Barraghini and Stampa Alternativa in Italy. So, Steve, you've had a pretty long relationship with Italy, haven't you?
I think so. It's been going on since I came back to Cincinnati. I went to Italy that year for the first time. I'd been to Europe before that, but I began going to Italy, showing old films that I'd done, the Stones and some of the Lennon things, the 10 for 2 film on Sinclair, and just never stopped going back. I mean, it became attractive. It was reinforcement for all of the art and architectural history courses I took. My background in architecture sort of like set up the appreciation of Italy, particularly the older buildings and spaces I visited.
I know you're of German extraction, but in your own personal tastes, you seem to have a really ongoing relationship with Italy. I know that you love opera and that you have many Italian friends. Actually, there was a film festival dedicated to your work.
Yeah, that was in September in Petigliano. It was an outgrowth of doing this film, Citizen Abel, on Marcello. He somehow turned the tables on me and forced me to be in my own film. And it's hard to escape. I'm not attempting to replace Hitchcock in cinema, but I just got outfoxed in this one and never try to be in films. I mean, I've walked into my films in the past, but basically I don't attempt to be a participant, only one who manipulates the subject. But this time I got manipulated back.
The director got manipulated.
Well, I sort of brought it on myself because early in the first year of shooting, I was asked by the fellow who was our interlocutor, Vito Laterza, was at that time finishing his PhD at Cambridge in anthropology. He had been in Petigliano when I was asked to do this film by Marcello. And that was after Sinclair, who was there with me. It was the first leg of our screening around Italy campaign we had that summer that led to him going on to Rome. And there I was in Petigliano, and Marcello asked me if I'd like to do a film of him. And he presented me with an idea I'd not thought of, but couldn't say no to. Thus, I started it not immediately, but then 2 years later when I came back because I wasn't able to go film the next year. I had to prepare for a little longer.
Now, research is always a good thing to do before you start filming, isn't it?
As much as you can do. I mean, I don't expect that you get all of the answers that you're hoping for, but you at least understand a little better what the game is. I think it's game playing or something like that, making a film like this, because the script is made as you go. I mean, you have overall plans, but then one tests whether those plans work or not, and you have to be ready to change your mind.
Tell us about Marcello Baraghini in Stampa Alternativa. He's quite a countercultural figure in Italy, as it turns out.
Yeah, he's been at it quite a while. He came to fame, if you call his awareness around Italy fame, around the world, by in the early 90s coming up with this Mille Lire concept of books, which evolved into something where books were produced for what a Mille Lire, 1,000 lire, was 50 cents in the year 2000. But in 1993, it was somewhere around 50 cents value. So he was doing books that he sold for 50 cents. Now, you don't make a lot of profit at that, but that wasn't what he does.
No, right. He was kind of a provocateur for ideas and culture.
Yeah, he comes out of the left wing. I mean, if you would call that sort of a communist concept, but Italian communism isn't like Russian Bolshevism. Just anything like political in Italy is a big mess or a big deal. I mean, look at Berlusconi, who is one of the quotes in the film where Berlusconi said there are two geniuses in Italy, Baraghini and me. And he's still around. And that's the thing about Italian politics. They're a mess.
The title for the film, Citizen Abel.
That's a thinly veiled reference to Citizen Kane, of course. But my interest was doing a film on a publisher. You need some sort of title that relates, and as Citizen Abel, that reference was blatantly obvious, but that's what I wanted because that's what I think it's about, exploitation and that approach to selling things.
In my viewing of the clips I saw from Citizen Abel, Baraghini really became a cause célèbre, shall we say, in regard to freedom of speech, free thinking.
Well, there are different issues in Italy than there are here. I mean, we've got our gun and abortion issues. There, it's a Catholic state. And therefore, historically, I mean, it was what led to the Reformation in the 1500s with Martin Luther. But basically, the church sort of runs what you think and what you do or did. And Baraghini sort of stood up in the face of that, whereas the previous film I did on John Sinclair, he was in the face of marijuana, still is, and getting it legalized. I don't think that was his intent. He just wanted to get an eye. But Baraghini is a serious person. He was trying to free kids from their parental tight grip. And that caused Against the Family to be published, which got him more or less indicted. 130 counts of things growing out of his proselytizing kids rising up against their family. Imagine that. It was the worst thing you could do. And then he took on a few other issues.
Steve, we're looking forward to the completion of Citizen Abel and being able to see it. Is Citizen Abel ever going to be shown in Cincinnati?
Citizen Abel will first be shown in festivals. Not in Cincinnati. We don't have a festival.
Thanks a million for coming in tonight and being with us on Around Cincinnati. We've been in a conversation with filmmaker Steve Gephardt talking about his latest film, Citizen Abel. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ron Esposito.